Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
From Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. On a wonderful Wednesday evening, I thank God for you calling in and joining me tonight. It's just a blessing to be back online. I was having some trouble with the internet, but we thank God that things are working well. And we're just going to jump right in. I just thank God for his goodness and all the blessings that he is bestowing upon my life. And I just ask you to continue to pray for me and with me that God will continue to do great things. So let's pray right now. Father God, we thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your kindness, and for your grace. We thank you for how you shield us and how you protect us and how you keep us. Lord, we thank you for how you watch over our loved ones today, God. We just thank you for how you just put a hedge of protection around us in this day and time. God, we ask you to continue to cover, continue to shield, continue to bless, and most of all, continue to make us a blessing for you. Help us to fulfill our destiny and purpose. The reason why you have us here, Lord, because you called us for a purpose and then you sent us on our way. So, God, we ask you to continue to show us and lead us and to guide us into your truth, Lord. Increase our faith. Help us to do and to be who you would have us to be. Help us to help someone else along the way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to realize that kingdom work is essential for us as children of God. And help us to realize that, Lord, in this day and time, we really cannot make it without you. We are truly approaching the last days, and we ask you to continue to be with us and give us strength to fulfill our destiny and purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm coming to you today to talk to you briefly about something that I preached about this past Sunday. And I sort of retitled it because I'm doing it this week in the online Bible messages every morning. Pastor Kim's Corner of Power. If you don't get that, you might want to email me at ladyparsons5@gmail.com, and so that you can get a morning biblical nugget of the Word of God. And so I've been going through that, and this morning I entitled it "The War Within." There is a war going on within us, and so we're looking in the book of Romans, chapter 7, talking about that war that is within us. And in the book of Romans, it says, beginning at verse 14, chapter 7, verse 14, excuse me, it says, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do." And this amazes me, and I'm kind of excited, but I don't want you to think I'm excited in the wrong way, because Paul, who wrote 13 books of the Bible, who was killing Christians when God called him, he is having some problems with his inner self. So he says that. "For what I want to do, I do not, but what I hate, I do." So we know that he has not returned to killing Christians, so he has some things going on inside of him that apparently he doesn't want to do. And so this lets you know, if I don't get anything across to you tonight, you should know that God loves you, number one, no matter what. He is going to work with you because he called you. And he wants to use you. And if you stop focusing on your faults and just look to God for everything, that it'll all just work out. I mean, sometimes people are afraid to be used by God because they feel like, okay, I don't have it all together. Newsflash, none of us have it all together. And Paul, and it just, like I said, it gives me a little chuckle, not because, oh, my God, Paul had a flesh problem or Paul had a situation or whatever. It doesn't identify what was going on in his life, but clearly there was a war with the spirit against the flesh. And so he did not let that hold him back. Whatever the condition was, that's why he said, later on he said, "Look, I have not comprehended everything." And I can pull that scripture up because I'm paraphrasing, but he said, "This one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind and press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus." So whatever was bothering him, whatever was going on, he learned how to put it behind him. And that's what I need for us to do tonight, because this was thousands of years ago. Paul was going through this. No TV, no internet, no email, nothing, no cable. He was going through some things in his life, and he was writing. And so this ought to let you know that if you just press towards the things of God, those other issues that you have or that we have, they will decrease, and God will continue to bless. One of the things I talked about on Sunday was not to let people judge you, particularly non-Christian people, because the non-Christian world will judge you according to Christian values and beliefs that they themselves don't even believe. But they will try to use Christian values to judge others and to even judge the world. Case in point, you can have two gay males or gay females or whatever the case, you can have a gay couple. I'm just using this as an example. And the gay couple, if a third party is involved, in other words, if a third party has an affair with either one of those partners, then they say that that person has committed adultery. But how can that person have committed adultery when adultery is a Christian, quote-unquote, religious term? So how can that judgment be passed? How can you take a Christian term and put it on a non-Christian situation? Are you hearing me? So don't ever worry about what the world is saying. Just continue to do what God would have you to do. And the definition of sin, which I'm sure those of you who are listening know, basically means missing the mark. And sometimes it's defined as a willful act of disobedience. But it's missing the mark of that God would have for us. And that comes in three categories, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. So I can't, in the time frame, go into all of this. But I just want you to hear Paul as the writer saying, look, I'm having a bit of a problem. And let's look at that again. I'm going to read verse 14 again. I'm going to go all the way through. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual. Sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree the law is good. So I explained this again on Sunday, you know, and you can look at this two ways. He's saying, look, if I do what I don't want to do, then I've come to the conclusion that the law is good. Because I always say the law is only for the lawless. In other words, you're not going to break the law because you don't want the consequences of the law. Sometimes people are not free from the sin or the wrong. They just are under the law of it. Are you listening to me? Some people are free from some sins and some laws of sin, but others are not. And I'll make it easy for you. I'll give you an example. When you're driving the car on the highway, and I'll speak for me, I'm not free from that law. I just try to abide by it so I won't get that $190 ticket. In other words, I still struggle with abiding by the speed limit. And really the only reason why I do it is because I don't want the ticket. So the only reason why I abide by the speed limit is because of the law. Where some people who I get behind and get very frustrated with, they have set their cruise control on 60 or 65, and they're just going at the speed limit. And I'm like, oh, my God, will you get out of the way? But no, they are free, and they're abiding by the law. So Paul is concluding that the law is good. And so there's another aspect to that, which I'll try to get to before the night is over. And verse 17, as it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. So we do have the desire to do what's good, but we cannot always carry it out. And I don't want you to beat yourself over this, because I've said it before and I'll say it again. The more that you do things for God, the more that you walk in his power, walk in his anointing, get yourself busy for the things of God, the less you'll sin. I promise you, if you are following, you know, we're not talking about hypocrites and fakes and all of that. We're talking about people who really have a heart for God. The more you chase after him, the less you'll have time to do things that are you know, whatever minor things they might be. And the less you want to do those things, you'll begin to think about them more because you'll really recognize, you know, I know I'm no longer my own. I know I've been bought with a price, but I don't want to be a misrepresentation for the body of Christ. You know, I want to walk in the things of God, and I want to walk in them with power and authority, so I'm going to present myself that way. And the more you stand up for Christ, the more you'll stop, let's say for the sake of this conversation, you'll stop sinning. How about that? And it might be, you know, it might be something minor. You know, because like I said, Paul, he's struggling, but he's not struggling like, oh, I'm backslid and I'm killing Christians again. No, that's not his struggle. That's clearly not his struggle. So we're not talking about, you know, some big traumatic thing here. You know, but we could be talking about anything from envy, strife, procrastination. It could be, you know, any of those types of things. But if you put your shoulder to the wheel, if you get busy, if you begin to do, I challenge you to just do one thing, whatever it is, usher, praise and worship, whatever it is, I challenge you to do just one thing and do it with a spirit of excellence to the glory of God. It will compel you. I have a lady, and I'm almost done. I have a lady who is the head of the ushers, and, I mean, she took this on this year with the utmost pride and excellence, and I love it. I absolutely love it. Like, she has been waiting for this opportunity. And an adult was going to usher because, you know, she had the men usher one day, ladies, this whole thing. So one of the guys was going to usher, and he wanted to get a polo shirt. And those of you who might know what a polo shirt is, you wear it. You can wear it outside your clothes, your pants or whatever. So she said no. She said you have to get not a short sleeve shirt, a long sleeve cotton type shirt, buttoned down the front, and can be tucked in. That's what you're going to do for the ushers. So the person came to me and said, I mean, is it okay if I get a polo shirt? Can it be short sleeve? I said, oh, no, I'm not stepping in that at all. You will have to talk to the head of the ushers because that's what it's all about. And I'm saying all of that to say, look, she took pride in that. She's on point with that. She's thinking about it. She's working on it. She's meditating. When you're doing that kind of stuff, when it comes to things of God and things of ministry, you don't have time for a whole lot of other stuff. You don't have time for a whole lot of other little things. And so I want to get, because time is getting away from me, I want to get to the end of this kind of sort of. Verse 21 says, so I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind. Did you hear that word? War. Waging war. Not just a little fight, not just a little bullying, but a war between the flesh and the spirit. Waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. Oh, my God, if we could just win the battle over the mind. Joyce Myers wrote a tremendous book. We need to pick it up at least once a year, Battlefield of the Mind. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? And then he concludes right here, thanks be to God who delivers me through who? Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God who does what? Delivers me. How? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Lord delivers. Oh, yes, he does. He delivers. And then I'm going to get to hoping I can get to one more thing. One more thing right here. If you jump over, after Paul talked about this, he got a new revelation in the next chapter. And he came to this conclusion at the beginning of chapter 8. There is now no condemnation. Well, if I was in church, I would say, look at your neighbor and say, no condemnation.
for those who walk in Christ Jesus. Why? Because through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. And I mean, he goes on to explain that, but that is freedom right there. As long as you're walking after the Spirit, there's no condemnation. I told my church, if you're here today, there's no condemnation. If you're on the line, there's no condemnation. Are we going to have some fleshly struggles? Yes. Again, I say, if you're listening and you heard me say it Sunday, I'm going to say it again because I keep going to the Zumba classes. I keep trying to put the chips down. But as soon as you ever say you're going to do something, as soon as you set your mind to do it, that flesh starts working on you like, no, you're not. Mm-mm. So that's how it is with the snacks. You know, I'm just trying to, like, cut back on the snacks, and the flesh is craving. I mean, just fighting me, trying to cut back on those snacks. But guess what? There's no condemnation. I'm going to continue to walk after the Spirit. And by that, I mean, I'm just using a metaphor here, but by that, I mean continue to walk after being healthy, living a healthier life so I can be here longer for ministry and for family. So that's what you want to do. You want to continue to walk after the Spirit. And then one day you look up and those things that seem challenging are not as challenging anymore. You find yourself free from them. So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you tonight to walk after the Spirit. You know, don't beat yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Because Jesus paid it all. Oh, yes, he did it. He paid it all. And the Lord knew who we were when he called us. He knew our struggles. So if he knew all about us before he called us, what you think? He's going to continue to work with us, to send more deliverance, more healing, to rescue when we make a mistake. But don't let that stop you. Never let it stop you from doing the things of God. Because when I tell you it's people out here hurting, it's people that need you. And sometimes you just don't speak to them or speak out because you feel some type of, oh, well, I'm not really what I should be. And, you know, what if they see me on the job and I'm saying something or doing something I shouldn't? That's going to keep you from doing it. Because once you speak to them, once you minister to them, it's going to cause you to hold back a little bit more because now you have set yourself as a witness. And people, you'll be surprised. You will be surprised how many people are in need today, emotionally, spiritually. People need love. They need friendship. People are in need today. People need to be rescued. And when I say that again, I mean emotionally. People are going through a lot. So they need you. You're a child of the King. Get out there and start talking and doing what God would have you to do. Well, I've talked to a lot tonight. We're almost done. I thank you for listening. If you want to chime in, you can press 1 and I'll let you in. If not, we're just going to conclude here. We're here every Wednesday night at 6:30. And then you can also catch the archive version online at blogtalkradio.com. And you'd be surprised. There's a lot of people that listen afterwards. They don't always listen live, but they do listen afterwards. So I thank God for that. Just let me say to you now, I thank God for it. Anytime you want to write me or send me an email, ladyparsons5@gmail.com. So the Lord loves you. God bless you. And if no one wants to chime in, I'm going to let you go. I hope I've helped you. Go through that Romans 7th chapter. But just, you know, live a guilt-free life. You know you're giving God your best and you're doing the best you can do. Just walk, continue to walk after the Spirit because, you know, we all have struggles and he's going to bless. He's going to continue to bless. And I think I always think about Sarah and Abraham. Because it took them a long time to walk in the will of God. And he was a great man of faith, but it took them a long time to walk in the will of God. A long time. And so they tried to do it their way. You know, some of you know the story. They tried to do it their way with Ishmael, but it took them a minute, as the young people say, to do the will of God. So listen, as long as you're on this earth, as long as you have another day, get up and try and attempt to do the will of God and put your past behind you. God loves you, and so do I. If you're in the Charlotte area, come visit Vision of Hope, 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105, Charlotte, North Carolina. God bless you.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
Hello, I got a question. Hello?
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega.